10 o'clock at night, high on the ledge above the floor of the Temple of Vampires, someplace in the jungles of Central America. First, the girl Sunny was stolen from the crippled plane and carried back to the temple by Manuel, a vampire priest. Leaving Reggie York and the boy Hermie in the plane, Jack and Doc raced to the temple and up to the high ledge, 50 feet above the floor level. Here they found the temple priests floating through the air from ledge to ledge. There were vine ropes fastened to hooks in the wall, which reached 100 feet into the air to the center roof of the temple. As Doc and Jack discussed swinging to the ledge across the room where Sunny was a captive, the high priestess Angelina came up the stone steps with Hermie in her arms. He was stripped down to a loincloth. Jack and Doc grabbed Angelina and rescued Hermie. He said they had knocked Reggie out and pulled a rope tight around his neck. Without waiting for more, Doc dashed down to the stairs and back to the plane, leaving Jack sitting astride the high priestess and Hermie standing by very naked and scared.
I will not be treated this way.
Listen, you lie still or you're going to get an awful headache.
You do not sit on me.
You want a crack behind the ear with the butt of my revolver?
I am Angelina, the high priestess.
I don't care if you're the Floridora Sextet. You lie still.
You will die.
All right, that's better. Hermie.
I'm here, Jack.
Well, come closer.
All right.
Now, you see this rope belt around Angelina's waist?
Yeah.
Now, can you untie it?
Sure.
Well, go ahead.
Why you do this thing?
I need it to tie your hands behind you right there, huh?
I am not slave to have my hands tied.
You got it, Hermie?
Yeah.
All right, now pull it out from under her.
All right. There. I got it.
All right, now, take this gun.
Yeah, sure.
All right, careful now. You better take it into both hands. That's it. Now hold the muzzle of it against her head, and if she moves, pull the trigger.
Hey, I don't want to kill her.
I don't want you to. She doesn't either, I don't think. Hey, keep out of the way of that flashlight.
Yeah.
All right, lady. Put your hands behind you.
See?
Now that's it. Have you trussed up here like a chicken in no time?
Say, she's got little hands, hasn't she?
Now, you keep an eye on that gun.
Sure.
Little hands, but strong. Plenty of calluses from swinging on these ropes.
You do this to me?
That's right.
This is insult the vampires will never forget.
That's tough. There. Enough left over to tie your feet. All right, Hermie, stand back.
Guns are kind of heavy, ain't they?
Well, you get used to them. All right, lady. Get up on your feet.
So?
All right, now. Lay down on the stone bench.
Why I lay down?
So I can tie your feet. Hermie, put the gun down and hold the flashlight for me.
Yeah, sure.
That's it.
Hey, she's barefooted.
Well, so are you.
He took my clothes away from me.
Who did?
A lot of fellas all dressed up in black.
Where'd you get that loincloth?
This?
Yeah.
Fella put it on me.
That's real Indian stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. That'll hold you.
You will die.
Sure, people have been doing it for years. You cold, Hermie?
No, I ain't cold. But I wouldn't want Sunny to see me like this.
Well, see what we can do for you when it gets daylight. Now then, what happened at the plane?
You mean when she grabbed me?
Yes.
Reggie thought she was alone. And not unlocked the door to catch her.
And was she alone?
No. There were a lot of fellas dressed in black. They hit him and then put a rope around his neck. He will die.
Is that all you can think about, people dying?
I'll bet he ain't dead.
Well, Doc should be back pretty soon. We'll know what to do with Angelina here.
What you mean, do?
If anything's happened to Reggie, you don't think you're going to live to tell about it, do you?
So?
Well, that's right. An eye for an eye, if you know what I mean.
You think you can kill me, high priestess of the vampires?
Sure, I know how to kill vampires.
So?
Sure, you dig a grave, put the vampire in it, drive a stake through his heart, and throw dirt on him.
No, that is bad.
That's the way they said to do it in every fairy tale I ever read.
That is wicked.
Hey, Hermie, come here.
What's the matter?
Turn around. Let me see your back. Here. Give me the flashlight.
Yeah, sure.
Hermie.
Yeah?
Who wrote this on your back?
Wrote on my back?
You didn't know it was here. It's stamped with indelible ink.
Huh? That's funny.
You didn't know about it?
No.
Well, Sonny's got a camera. Tomorrow we'll take a picture of it. You might like it for future reference.
Did it say something about me, Jack?
Yes. Hey, listen. Somebody's coming up the stairs.
Maybe it's Doc.
Now keep still. We'll turn out the flash and wait.
Hey, Jack, you there?
In here, Doc. You got Reggie with you?
Yeah, I got him. And is he a sick specimen of a man? Where's the flashlight?
Wait a minute. There.
That's better. Hey, you better sit down.
Righto. Oh, I just barely made it.
Well, I see you've got Angelina being tied up. Hiya, honey.
You will die.
Don't tell me.
See, I say so.
Uh-huh. First time I've had a good look at you, sister. You're a pretty little thing at that, ain't you?
Now you are sorry you did not make love to me, huh?
Come to think of it, I am at that. But now we've got you all tied up and all the time in the world.
I make love with you? You turn me loose? No?
Well, there's a proposition I'm going to have to...
All right, you leave her alone, Doc.
It's all right if I sit down here, I guess, and pet her hair, ain't it?
Have it your way.
Yeah, that's how us Texas fellows are. Can't leave a pretty girl alone a minute. Blame her female hide.
Doc, let her alone.
Looky, would you? She might have bit my hand off.
Now, serves you right.
Angelina, honey, if you and me is going to have a romance, I'd sure as heck going to yank them teeth out first. That's the second time you bit me tonight.
You don't like me? No?
Sure, I like you all right with a muzzle on.
Jack, what are you doing about Sonny?
Well, there wasn't anything we could do until Doc got back with you.
He said you found a way to get across to the other ledge.
Yes, a swing on a rope. Reggie, now you better lie down. You look awful.
You can't have the wind choked out of you twice in one night and not feel awful, my friend.
And I just got here in time, too. Go on, Reggie. Stretch out on that stone bench there.
Oh, good. Hello there, honey. Where are your clothes?
The fellas got them.
They sure did enough, didn't they, son?
Well, now that we're all together, I'll be leaving you.
You'll be doing what?
I'm going to go after Sonny.
Now, look at Jack.
Now, you're going to stay here to look after Hermie and the girl.
Reggie.
Reggie's in no condition for anything. Now, stop arguing, Doc. I'm going to go to the other side.
Look here. I draw straws with you.
No.
Jack, old man.
And don't double up your fists. We've got other things to do besides fighting for the honor of swinging on that rope.
I'm asking you, Jack.
I said no. Doc. Doc, you crazy fool. Come back here. Doc, don't do it.
Look out below. Ooh, me. Ooh. All right, you got me. Why don't you kill me and get it over with?
Kill the beautiful Sonny? Oh, no. You not understand.
Maybe I don't want to understand.
See, perhaps that is it.
Oh, what is this place? What kind of thing are you? Why am I here?
Oh, you ask too many questions, senorita.
Well, doggone it anyway.
I will answer your questions. All of them. First, what is this place? This is secret quarters of high priest. Who is I, Manuel? Well, we are on a ledge high in air across from temple from where you slept last night.
You think I don't know that? You think I don't know how near you came to arriving with a dead girl in your arms?
Dead girl?
When you jumped off the ledge over there with me, I think my heart stopped. Anyway, something terrible happened.
But I hold you up, and I will not let you fall.
Maybe it would have been better if you had.
You think so? Now maybe. But wait.
Ah, the good old male ego, huh?
I do not understand.
You may be all they say about Latin lovers, but me, I flunked Latin 4 years straight running.
I still do not understand.
Forget it, vampire. That would be a good joke where I came from.
So you call me vampire?
Look, Manuel, I know you like to hear your own voice, but the suspense is killing me.
So?
If I'm to be a beautiful sacrifice, say so. Anything's better than sitting here in the dark and wondering what to expect next.
You do not like the dark?
I'm beginning to hate it.
Then you shall have light. The perfume candles shall give you light and the scent of ecstasy.
I can do without the scent of ecstasy. Hey!
See?
quite a place you have here.
You are pleased?
Looks like Hollywood's idea of Cleopatra's boudoir.
That is good.
Well, it ain't, hey.
This secret place has stood this way since the Temple of Vampires was built, centuries ago.
An awful lot of brass.
Brass?
Yeah, those dishes and vases and that chair over there.
That is gold.
Gold?
See, this is nothing. In the sacred vaults, the treasure of gold and precious stones is beyond count.
Sacred vaults?
See, so now you feel better, eh?
I don't see it.
No?
You're cockeyed if you think it's going to be any more fun dying at the hands of a multimillionaire.
No. Not die. To live.
I don't think we understand each other.
It is as you say. You do not want to understand.
Maybe.
You would not like to live among all this treasure, no?
That's right. You're right.
No. Jewels to wear, gold, perfumes for your bath, slaves to do your bidding, worship far and wide.
Worship?
In all the land, you would submit to no one. But me, I, the high priest, alone would be above you. To all others, you would be the white goddess.
The white goddess of the Temple of the Vampires?
See, you like it, Sonny?
Is that my choice? Dead sacrifice or life goddess?
Oh, you are beautiful.
Manuel.
See?
Take your hands off me.
From the moment I see you.
Sure, I know. Take your hands off me.
You are beautiful.
Look. I don't want to have to tell you again.
No.
No.
You strike, Manuel.
Listen, you big lug. When I say take your hands off me, I mean it.
But you are my prisoner.
So I'm your prisoner.
See?
Well, don't let it go to your head, because if you do, somebody's going to get hurt.
You will do as I say.
You forget I've got three darn efficient hometown boys out looking for me this very minute.
Bah, they will never find me.
I'll bet you good round American dollars on that.
They cannot get to this ledge, and even if they did, they could never find the secret door leading to this chamber.
Don't make me laugh. I can put good old American curse on you so fast it'll make your head swim.
American curse?
Sure, all I got to do is stand up, salute, and sing the Star Spangled Banner, and the Marines would pop out of every crevice in this dump.
Marines?
You don't know what Marines are?
No.
Well, you just try getting fresh with this American girl again.
So?
Yes, so. They'll hang your skin on the fence to dry before you even know you've lost it.
We shall see.
What are you going to do?
We shall see.
So, you want to fight?
Yes. See, we shall see.
All right, come on. I haven't killed me a vampire in a heck of a while.